This morning, we hear a plea on the economy from a young Barbadian senator.
Please, restructure the Barbados economy.
That's Senator Crystal Drakes, one of the two opposition senators in the upper chamber. And she was speaking on the 5% increase in public servants' pay.
But if we're being true and if we're being honest, Barbados has an economic structural problem where the inability to pay the salaries was a symptom of a more deep-rooted issue that we have to address. This country has not had an emerging new sector since the 1980s, the same service industries, since the boom, yeah? And government clearly, as it tried to be in the last 10 years, cannot be all things to all people. And I don't respect Barbadians, and I speak for myself. I don't want government to do everything for me. I simply don't. I want the room to be creative enough and to invest in endeavors which I think will be profitable and have a comfortable standard of living. So what government must do is to promote, encourage, and facilitate the ushering in of new business and unburden itself of what has become clearly a burden too heavy to carry, Mr. President. And it does not and will not serve the overall progression of this country.
The opposition senator went on to offer this piece of advice to government.
Across the globe, there are many planning units and universities that engage in something called foresight techniques. It is done in Finland, it is done in UK, it is done in Australia, it is done across the globe. It is done in other small island states, particularly in the Pacific Islands. And what they do is they put together a very strategic, comprehensive document for long-term development. It identifies sectors, markets, the needed research and development, the skills and education needed, the investment funding, the regulatory frameworks to facilitate that type of growth.
But she's also called for the elimination of what she called the conflicting interests that are served by the old economic system in Barbados.
And that is where the buck stops with government. Because it is then they have to decide if the costs of keeping the conflicting interests and keeping the old system is worth the benefit of the country in the long run. So yes, provide the public sector with the 5%. It is much deserved. I know I work with some of them, and you are in a department some days by yourself that's supposed to man 15 people and 2 people carrying the load. But what I'm asking as well, particularly of the government, Mr. President, is that we truly dig deeper and we be more strategic and even be bold enough to step away from the economics of election cycles and start to lay the foundation for an economy that serves us in the 21st century, where Barbadians have greater opportunities, Mr. President. So when we talk about giving the salary increases, when we talk about restructuring the debt, please, I beg you, let us be serious about restructuring the Barbados economy.
That's opposition Senator Crystal Drakes, speaking in the Senate yesterday afternoon. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.